Welcome to TipTV Finance CEO interview time, and we're joined by Zaf Karim, who's CEO at Legendary Investments. How are you today, Zaf?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
I'm very well. You've got a collection of investments at Legendary. Could just run a couple of them by us?
Yeah, sure. So the most prominent one and the one that's been most successful to date is Virtual Stock, which is a SaaS-based IT company, which provides various services to primarily currently retailers and the health service, though it has far larger potential than that. We have a stake in a gold exploration company in Kyrgyzstan, Manas Resources, not to be confused with the listed Manas Resources in the in Australia. We've got a stake in a renewable energy company in Mexico. We've got a small, very small stake in a listed gold miner, Medgold Resources, Explorer. And we've got a stake in Amadeus Resources, which focuses on energy and resource infrastructure investment, which is also listed.
Right, so you've got bits and bobs around the place.
Yeah.
Typically, the stock market, when you're a little conglomerate, remember Hansen,
yeah.
The market doesn't actually value you appropriately. It tends to just focus, it tends to get confused, don't really understand why you've got a cement mixer here and you've got a gold miner there and you've got a supermarket there.
Sure.
Is that a problem that you're facing as well?
Is that a problem we're facing in terms of the market understanding it? Possibly. Is that a problem in terms of the strategy we set out? No, because all of the things we invest in, we take initially quite small stakes. We help the companies along. And the idea is we only get involved in businesses which, if they succeed, are going to be massively successful. So we'll not buy into, I don't know, an established company and seek the dividends and you know the growth attendant with that. We'll buy into something which will go like this, and if it's successful, it will shoot up. So, for example, exploration companies like that, if they hit gold, they will shoot up in value. Virtual Stock, when we got involved, was like that. It was quite a small company, which we saw a lot of potential in. And like many IT companies, if they're successful, they can become worth hundreds of millions, if not billions. So the theme here is not so much one sector or another. The theme here is this something which has the potential to go from something like this to shooting up to the sky?
Is it out of the money call option? That sort of thing,
and just yeah, you could compare it to out of the money call options. Yeah,
you put in a penny, you're hoping to get 10 pence back.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't have 10 losers out in a row, you're going to be okay.
If you have nine losers in a row, you'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah, but our track record is somewhat better than that.
Right. So that point, I think, is not appreciated. The other point is that you've had this Virtual Stock asset. It looks to be a game changer, and it'll save the NHS billions. That's not enough because the NHS is losing billions, but it'll save the NHS a lot of money. But intriguingly, not only works for the NHS, but any large organisation which has logistical and other criteria, other issues to address. But the share price and the market seems to be totally nonplussed by all the news flow. You come here, the share price is you've delivered. The share price is the same as it was a year ago. How do you think that is possible?
Well, look, I think it was Buffett that famously said the market is not a valuation machine, it's a weighing machine. So if there's people buying stock, if there's people selling stock, depending on what the balance between the two is, that will affect the share price. My personal view is, far be it for me to suggest that Mr. Buffett is incorrect. I think the market is a weighing machine, but I think fundamentally, it always catches up with valuation at some point. So let me give you an example. A year ago, our share price was about 0.1, and it had been 0.1 and sub-0.1 for a long period before then. But in the background, we were working away on various companies, including Virtual Stock, including Manas, including Boscus, including Amadeus, etc., etc. I think at the beginning of last year, people started to pay attention. And the share price shot up from, I think, about 0.1 to 0.4 something in a fairly short space of period of time. Now, we did not create three times as much value in that space of time. That had been created over the last several years. and the market was just catching up. And then there was, you know, various expectations around, etc. And in business, things sometimes happen faster, sometimes they happen slower, sometimes they happen bigger, sometimes they happen smaller. And I think certain of those expectations from a time frame standpoint, people get impatient. People became impatient, so the share price dropped off. But in terms of what actually happened, particularly in terms of our, you know, star investment at the moment, virtual stock, things actually turned out to be much bigger than we said. So let me be.
So in what ways are they bigger than?
Yeah, so let me be specific. So I think in January or something last year, February, I said, you know, look, virtual stock expects to get a few more retail clients, and it's got one national health trust, and we expect to get a few more national health trusts by the end of the year. By the end of the year, which was last year, 2016, we had signed up a number of retailers, the most notable being two household names. We weren't able to release the names of those household names for confidentiality agreements, etc. But one of them we can say now was Carphone Warehouse, Dixon's Carphone, which is, you know, pretty big. It's a household name. And then early this year, so in the first 2 months of this year, we've signed up JLP. Now, JLP is probably the premier retailer, arguably the premier retailer in the country. And in terms of winning that contract, there was a global competition, and VS won. So that means VS is world class in terms of providing its procurement systems and order management systems. It's world class. Now, where can that go? It can go to massive places. So we've done better. Then in terms of the health trust, we said we'd get a few. By October, we'd won the entire Shelford Group, which is the top 10 trusts in the UK. And we're in discussions with all the others.
Right. I mean, the other, the $64,000 question is, though, you have the deals with these people. Yeah. Is there any money in them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So the virtual stock model is there's like a service fee monthly, and then there's a per click fee as well. And because what virtual stock is selling is software, every, you know, the margins are near 100%. When you buy another copy of Microsoft Office, how much does it cost Microsoft to give that to you? And virtual stock is plowing all its resources into expanding. Were it not doing that, it would be profitable. It's profitable break even anyway. So once it, you know, it's on a very rapid expansionary path. And with margins that it has, it will attract a tech valuation. You say, is there any money in them? Snapchat listed last week or the week before. Snapchat is not profitable, and it went for how many billion?
Yeah, well, I think they were rated on sort of 40 times losses, which is a new type of metric for the market.
We are not loss making. Virtual stock is not loss making, so. So I think, that one, there is money in that, but two, simply in terms of being the de facto infrastructure provider for procurement systems. You know, we are going up, or Virtual Stock is going up against world-class competitors and winning.
Well, on that note, Zaf Karim, CEO of Legendary Investments, thank you very much.
Thank you, Zach.